Hey. You always shit it.
Hello, what's the crack?
The crack is, it's Monday evening. I haven't done a Monday evening record before.
No, I feel like we've been on holidays.
Yeah, we have. Well, actually, I've been like literally off the grid for the last like 2 weeks. Is that safe enough to say?
That'd be one way of putting it.
Yeah, like I've been in contact with you on and off. I've been in contact with like one or two of my other friends who I was seeing here for the end of FIAS. And as you can hear, I now have a voice. Last week I had no voice. That's why we couldn't record. Because like I literally couldn't speak.
It was so funny. Can we... We put it up on the Instagram, didn't we?
I put it on Instagram, but if you want, you can put it in this as well. I don't mind.
I might do, because I will get a good chuckle out of it. I just thought it was so funny.
Yeah, it does give me a laugh. And the worst bit is, when I was sending that voice message, I thought I sounded better than I had been sounding. Yeah.
Definitely not.
Yeah, and I can feel a cough coming on. If you could hear the cough I have, you would think I was on my actual deathbed.
You should have heard her like 10 seconds ago.
I think
start it.
I think I'm going to have to cough on this at least once before the end, just so people can understand what I mean.
Yeah, if you can't hear the coughs, it's because I'm really good at audio editing. If you can't hear it, it's because I'm really bad.
Nah, it's because we're giving people the inside scoop. Yeah, but since we last recorded, I've been to Ireland. I've been through FIAS. I have been to the emergency room. I've been on a date, but like I don't want to talk about that. Have I done anything else interesting?
I just feel like you are all over the place.
I was quite literally all over the place. We recorded last Sunday 2 weeks ago, and I flew to Ireland the Monday after that.
Was it Monday or Tuesday?
Oh, you're right. It was first thing Tuesday morning. And then I flew back Saturday. Immediately went out Saturday night. This was the night before Paddy's Day. And, oh, you hear the bells now. The night before Paddy's Day, we were like, we'll go out. It'll be chill. It's like the week before a proper FIAS is happening. Well, no, this is it. This is like what we were building up to this weekend. And we were like, yeah, we'll go out for a few drinks, go to a few street parties. It got so out of hand that Saturday night. Between three of us, we drank 2 liters of vodka, give or take. It was really, really rough. I don't know how it happened, but we said that we'd have, because like we're the resident Paddies, we were like, we'll have pre-drinks in ours on Paddy's Day. And we were like, come over at 10:30 a.m., Did you hear what I just said? We invited people to pranks in our house at 10:30 a.m. on Paddy's Day, right? And I got home, I think around 6.
What the fuck?
And like the drumming started at 8 and I was lying in my bed and I was like, if anyone fucking dares wake me at 9 a.m. No, we didn't get home at 6. I got home at 5:30 and I was ranting on my private story about a sausage baguette.
I didn't see that.
You had to have.
No, I don't think I did.
If you did, I'm glad you did. You don't remember, but like, I don't know what was going through my head. And then Paddy's Day rolled around. Kate, my housemate, was the like proprietor of this event. And at 9:30, I was like, okay, I don't hear her. I'm not leaving this room in case my footsteps wake her up. By 12:30, I still hadn't heard anything. I was like, okay, I'm going to have to go and check if she's still alive.
Wild. But like, anytime I went on to your Instagram, it was like, out again. Out again. I was like, when does this fucking festival end? Like,
I barely made it over the finish line.
I'm not surprised. 3 weeks.
Yeah. On a like very fast paced trip home in the middle.
Yeah, no, not about that anymore.
It was really rough. If it had been 2 days longer, I'd be moving home right now.
I can't do 2 days drinking at the moment.
Could you ever though? Something about that doesn't really surprise me.
Yeah.
Okay. Where's the proof?
Well, I was at a beer festival like in June, and that was fucking wild.
Okay, yeah.
That was 4 days just nonstop. You get up, have breakfast, and you go to the fucking beer festival for the day.
Mm.
Wake up, do it all again.
Where's that on?
It's beside Munich. It's not Oktoberfest. It's like the next biggest one. I'm going this. I actually booked it off work last week for this year.
Deadly.
I go every year. Wild.
Oh, okay. So you save yourself for that.
Yeah.
Like, I actually did not get home to my house before 5:30 in the morning, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday.
I don't know how you're still alive.
Well, like, I almost wasn't. Like, you heard what I sounded like on Wednesday. And I so confidently was like, okay, yeah, we'll postpone, we'll record Wednesday evening. And then I was like, I can't speak.
But you were like, is it a good idea if I postpone it? Like, I had to be like, Anna, you can't do it.
Yeah, no, I know.
You were full on, like, convinced you were going to do it. And then a couple of days later, you were in A&E. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, on Friday. In A&E, they gave me like a drip, and it literally cured me. Now, by Friday, I didn't feel that sick anymore, but I had started to like cough up some blood, and that.
We need to touch on that.
Oh, the thing I said. Okay, so yeah. When I coughed up this little bit of blood, like it wasn't anything drastic or like majorly concerning, but when I coughed up this little bit of blood, I was on the phone to my mom, and I was like, okay. I just coughed up some blood, so that must be the end of it. And my logic behind that was that when I had a cold, like a head cold as a child, and like I'd sneeze and there'd be a small bit of blood in it, my mom and that would always say like, that's the end of the cold.
Yeah, and then you said that to me, like trying to like justify your logic, and I was like, no, that's not good logic.
Have you never heard that though?
No. No, if you're bleeding on the inside, if you're bleeding from your nose, it means there's something wrong or you're picking your nose. So okay. Which was it?
No, it was always just the end of the cold. Like, I never died. So, like, maybe I was just picking my nose, but I definitely wasn't picking my lungs. And I was still coughing up blood.
Fair.
Yeah, and when I went to the emergency room, they also said, like, it was just from how intensely I was coughing, like, all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I was having to, like, stand on the street and take a minute to, like, give it a good go before I could continue to walk. Yeah, and that's also, gross. Like, on, I can't remember if it was Wednesday or Thursday, I had a literal six-pack. Like, I would go to sneeze, and my body actually would not allow me to sneeze because my abs hurt so much from all the coughing.
Not surprised.
Nah, like something had to come of it. And also, when I went to the emergency room on Friday, everyone else had it as well. Everyone else there also had it. So it's FIAS. My friends kept calling it FIAS fever.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
But you're here now. To tell
yeah,
the tale.
I live to tell the tale. Finally done a fucking load of washing.
Was it very, very overdue?
I hadn't done a load of washing since before I went back to Ireland.
2 weeks?
I'd say, yeah, 2 weeks, easy.
That'd be normal for me.
I just have enough clothes that I can get away with it, but yeah, and my room was upside down. It's still not great, but like, yeah, it was really taking a toll physically, mentally, spiritually. But like great parties.
I'd say so.
It was fantastic. We'll try. I might post some stuff on the Instagram of it if you haven't already seen every single thing I've posted. But yeah.
It did look good. The fireworks. I We talked about the fireworks last time.
Yeah, it was just deadly. The Sunday night we went to like this techno house street party thing till like 5 a.m. and it was unbelievable. So nice. so good. And then we also went to afters where like a guy did a techno set for us in his bedroom with some strobe lighting, and like he was doing it all final, which was really cool.
Nice.
I've never seen anyone successfully do that with vinyl before. It's always been a shit show.
It's very hard to do. Yeah. I've tried it and it's 10 times harder than you think.
Yeah. Oh no, I know. Like I've seen people fail miserably.
Yeah, I had a friend that was really good at it. And like, I mean, he spent hours every day like trying to do it, like properly DJ with vinyl. Like it's so hard.
Yeah, no, this lad was class at it now, I have to say. But yeah, that's all. That's all she wrote.
Interesting weeks.
It was. Yeah, I know. I feel like I've lived about 4 lives since we last did this.
Well, mine hasn't been overly interesting. I've just been working.
What about Paddy's Day?
Paddy's Day, what did I do, Paddy's Day? I didn't do anything Paddy's Day.
Okay.
Paddy's Day and New Year's Day, I actually are my two least favourite days to go out in public.
New Year's Day or New Year's Eve?
New Year's Eve, apologies. New Year's Eve. Okay. Now, I did go out this year.
We're going to have to tell that story eventually, but I feel like today is not the day.
No, maybe another time. Yeah. I just feel like it's the two messiest days.
Well, I do feel like they're kind of always a letdown. Like there's so much hype around them, and everybody's going out, and then everywhere you go, you're like standing waiting for a table, can't get served because a million people are there. People are getting way too drunk, and it's really messy, and like you can't get in anywhere that you actually want to go.
Yeah, and then when you're a lad as well, someone just always starts a fight with you for no reason. Especially Paddy's Day. Always. You look at someone funny and next thing, there's a fight.
Are you a closeted Protestant or something?
No.
Well, like, I don't know. Why? What's this beef that they have with you?
Oh, it's not just me. Like, there's just always a fight on Paddy's Day. Like, okay. There's always fights on Paddy's Day.
Yeah, there is like, always... There is always fights on Paddy's Day, but could you confidently say that like you and all of your friends have been propositioned by someone every Paddy's Day to fight?
I can't say every Paddy's Day.
But like stereotypically.
At least someone I know. Like it would be water polo.
Oh, okay, we'll do that. That'll be our next poll.
It'd be water polo. Okay. Because I think lads will agree. 100%.
All right, well, we'll see. What are you saying about the whole Leo Varadkar thing as well? Sorry, I know that wasn't on the agenda for today, so I've kind of caught you off guard.
What? I don't really have much of an opinion on it. He's got his nice pension. Adios.
Is that what it's about? Like, I'm really uninformed. Like, I want to know what the crack is, and I try, but, like, why did he resign?
Well, it's probably the shittest job in the world, first of all. Oh,
100%. Like, no doubt about it.
But either he was just fed up of it, or there's a theory that there's something brewing that was going to make him step down anyways.
Okay. Well, we love a good political conspiracy.
Now, I don't know. What no one knows what it is, but that's what people are saying.
Interesting. Okay. And like Simon Harris has now taken the reins. Hey, like, what do we feel about that? You actually know less than I thought you would know. Sorry, no offense. And also, they're
some offense taken.
They're saying as well. But like you're kind of on a similar like wavelength to me. That like I know the gist of what's going on, but I don't really know what the reasoning behind a lot of it is. So like,
well, it's not public knowledge why he stepped down.
Right. Okay. So the coalition ends in what, like
March next year?
Yeah, 10 months. Yeah. No, it's before that, is it not January?
No, March.
Okay, and then it what we it goes to general election and we choose somebody else, like.
Yeah, well, like, if people are asking for like a new election, but
now
when you, yeah, but no,
Sinn
you elect
Féin are asking for that, are they not? Or people in general, and like people before profit.
People in general.
Okay.
Yeah, people in general are, but it's, you vote a party, so the party have their seats. Like, you don't vote a general election, but yeah.
Okay. Okay. I don't understand enough. I'm actually really concerned about my lack of knowledge on the topic, like in depth of politics, because I do actually vote and I feel like that's not something a lot of people my age are doing.
Not enough.
But I vote because in a very like generally informed way, not like a specifically, I know I'm voting for this person because of this, this, this and this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
No, I get you. 100%.
And I really don't want that to be the case anymore. But like doing the research, I just don't know where the right place to look is, because everything I'm looking at people from that party saying specific things in order to sway the narrative in their own direction. Yeah. And I don't know what to believe.
Yeah. That is a really, really, really good point. And it's probably what I don't like about politics is that opposition parties will say something negative about the other one, and there's no
there's no like, this is what I stand for, this is what I want to do, and this is how I'm going to do it. It's all like, you said you were going to do this and now you're not. It's all finger, like, everything I'm looking at most of the time, like, is finger pointing from one person to another, saying like, you're saying this, you're not doing that, you're doing this, but you said you'd do that. Like, what are you saying you're going to do then?
Yeah, 100%. And
but then maybe I'm just sounding like a complete arsehole now because I actually don't really know what I'm talking about.
No, like, I wouldn't know as much as I should, but I definitely would be fairly, like, I'd know what the parties stand for, what each one is trying to achieve, and have a pretty good opinion which party I do prefer and things like that.
See, my opinion changes all the time because, like, I'm listening to all this different stuff.
It's conflicting information.
So such conflicting information. And also,
and it'd be,
no, go on.
Sorry.
No, go on.
I was just going to say, it's hard for a young person to, I don't know, to make like a good decision or like be educated in it, because it's so conflicting.
Yeah.
I feel like as well, anything that gets advertised here on social media is in the algorithm to go to you anyways.
It's being targeted at you for a reason.
100%. Yeah. So you don't see what opposition, or you're seeing what TikTok thinks. TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, thinks.
Yeah. Well, the way I look at politics generally is that there is no answer, because like, how many like hundreds of years are we going back that governments around the globe have been established and nobody has done it to a level where everyone is happy, to my knowledge?
No.
Like, there is, if you're sitting at home and you're saying like, this is the answer, this will fix it, you're simply wrong. Like, there, I just don't think it's possible.
Like, there's only a certain amount of money that the government has, and everyone has a different opinion
of what it should be spent on.
Of what it should be spent. This could be worth a pod in itself.
Okay, yeah, maybe we'll do that. We'll park it for the minute. We'll do a bit more research and we'll get back to it. But
I think so.
The last thing I was just going to say on the topic, what the hell was it now? I can't remember. Oh, yeah. My opinion also, like, I don't think anything is the answer. I think no matter how perfect or who you are or who you put into it, they're still going to fuck it up for somebody in some way, because like, that's just human nature. And then outside of that, if the thing that annoys me most about people my age is, and I suppose people like me are no different either, but like, some people will sit around and be like, oh yeah, this is so fucked, and like everyone's fucked because of this. And then they're not registered to vote.
Yeah.
You cannot have an opinion on how fucked the country is if you're not even registered to vote.
Yeah. And if you're not willing to vote for anyone because no one can make a difference, or why don't you make the difference then? Like, why don't you care enough to...
No, that really annoys me, though. People who sit around and they have all these big opinions on how everything could be fixed and how this person's doing their job incorrectly, and then they won't even go out and put an X on a piece of paper.
1,000%.
Anyway, that's all.
I think we will come back to this because I think there's a lot to talk about.
Okay, and I really want to know more, so that will put the go on me to do a bit more research about it.
Yeah.
Okay. And back to conspiracy theories.
Before that.
Oh, okay. Go on.
I need to tell you what I did on my brother yesterday.
Okay.
And I can say it on this because I know he doesn't listen.
He doesn't listen. Why am I a little bit disappointed?
He's just a little shit. Unless it's about him, he won't listen to it. But well, this one is about him. So he will have to listen.
Okay, go on.
I signed him up on First Dates.
What?
He doesn't know? Yeah.
Oh my God, your brother's going to be on TV.
Well, like, he doesn't know about it, obviously.
Well, like, now we can't tell him that you just said it in this. You have to just wait.
I wish I had the what I wrote for the description for him.
Why do you not have it?
I don't know. I should have saved it.
Are you telling me that people sign themselves up for First Dates? Is that how it works?
Yeah. There's like a disclaimer on it. You're only allowed to sign yourself up, and you can sign someone else up only if you have their consent, which okay. I do not.
Why'd you just say that? You just outed yourself. That's his loophole now.
Nah.
Silly goose. Would you have done that? I feel like you would have done First Dates.
No. 100% not.
Why?
Because there would be too many people that would catch me out on my lies.
What do you mean?
Well, I can't say like I'm a millionaire. Yeah, no, I drive a Ferrari.
Is that something you'd say anyway?
No. But like, there's always like, you always embellish the truth a little bit, I think, on the days.
On TV. Oh, no, sorry, I can't relate. I can't relate at all, actually.
A little bit, like, or you leave little things out on a first date.
No, you see, I think this is the reason why I could not be on First Dates, because you just couldn't put me on TV.
See, I think you'd be good at it. You'd be better than I was.
I say too much. I say too much about it. Like, there's not a thought that crosses my mind most of the time that I don't say out loud.
Yeah. Whereas I'm always like calculating.
No, but I've talked you through my process of thinking about certain things.
Yeah.
And like, the volume of thoughts that I'm having that I'm able to put into words, like one after another, is just abnormal. So imagine that, like, that's when I'm talking to you and I'm trying to explain something. Imagine that just like in a general meeting someone for the first time kind of way.
It's more the being on TV.
Yeah. No, I couldn't. They couldn't let me on there, honestly. I'd embarrass myself and probably multiple people I know.
And then it would be online forever.
Yeah. Oh my God, I Irish danced in my kitchen on Paddy's Day, and one of the girls whipped out her phone. Because I did Irish dancing when I was young. One of the girls whipped out her phone because, like, they're from Greece. They've never fucking seen this before. And she was starting to record me, and I stopped, right? Because the music ended. So, like, she didn't get anything. And I sat down and she was like, no, do it again, do it again. And I was like, I'm out of breath. Like, give me a second. I was like, I 100% will get up and do it again. Thank God I didn't.
There's no video.
No, but at the time, I really, really, in my heart and soul, was determined that I would get up again for the sole purpose of this girl taking a video of it.
For fuck's sake.
Yeah, I know.
Disappointing.
I'm so glad there's no evidence of that, because I have the fear, never mind if there was a video.
Yeah.
Things like that look so much better in your head than they do in real life.
Especially with a bit of drink.
Yeah.
I
was going to say something and ask you to beep it out, but I don't trust that you would, so I'm not going to say it.
Say it.
Conspiracy theories. Let's move on. No, I'm not.
No, come on.
No.
I'll beep it out, I promise.
Promise. Okay. It's like when you record yourself and then it doesn't look the way you thought it was going to look at all afterwards.
No, expecting that.
You have to beep that out.
I will.
Don't anyway, worry. Conspiracy theories.
Right.
But do you know what I mean? Can you imagine that, like, what I'm saying is true? In your head, you're like, this looks fucking deadly, and then it doesn't.
It was quite a extreme example. Right, okay, let's move it on. Conspiracy theories.
Let's go.
What? Are you a conspiracy theorist?
Conspiracy theorist? I'm a natural born skeptic. So both simultaneously, yes and no.
Okay, see, I'm the opposite. No, is it the opposite? No, it's not the opposite. As soon as I hear conspiracy, I'm like, ugh.
Are you joking me? Nah, there's some stuff that goes on that I'm like, they're saying it happened this way, but there's not a fucking chance that that's the truth.
Do you have an example?
Yeah, Princess Diana. And I have done extensive research on the subject. And I still believe that somebody was out to get her.
Why do it that way and why not do it like that? It's too... That situation... To make that outcome happen it's too hard to do that. Like, you could have done it so many other ways. That's so much easier and makes more sense.
Like what?
Anything.
She was in assassinated. A car. She was in a car accident. That was the most, like, it was an accident thing that could have happened.
But why not just assassinate her and say that the Russians did it?
Because then there was no way that it was an accident. It was on purpose. Do you know what I mean? Like, this way people could believe it was an accident, but there was so much stuff. Like, I watched a documentary about
plane. Why not do a plane crash?
You have to wreck a plane. When is she ever on a plane by herself? Listen to me. I watched the documentary about this, right? And she was genuinely afraid because, like, there was problems with her car and stuff before, and she was like, they're out to get me. And she said this, like, on a tape. And
yeah,
then,
no, I know all that.
Then just after it crashed. Her driver was drunk.
Yeah.
They did an investigation into it, like both the French people and the English people. And everything they came up with was like, nah, it was an accident. But like, I just don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
It was like, there's manslaughter. Like, the driver killed her.
I don't think he was charged with manslaughter. I think it was marked fully like accident.
Well, if he was drinking,
did he die as well? Maybe that's what it was.
No, he didn't die. Oh. He had a seatbelt on, she didn't.
Yeah. But like, you know, I don't know. I just believe that they did it. And let's see what the poll says. Because I'm pretty sure people also believed that they did it. So you think it was just an accident? Genuinely.
I think that the driver killed her.
No.
The actions of that driver killed her.
That's too literal for me now. Okay, so the polls. So, do you want to have a guess at, like, what the landslide vote was? So, it says Princess Diana's crash, complete accident, the royals did her in, she's in Cuba with Biggie and Tupac. So, like, she's still alive.
See, accident... Well, I'm going to say...
Of those three options, what's your opinion?
Well, I think that the royals did her in is going to be the favourite.
I didn't ask what you thought was the winner. I asked what your opinion of those three options is.
Well, Biggie and Tupac are dead, so...
Man, stick to the question at hand.
What do you mean? What's my opinion? I don't get what
complete,
the question is.
Complete accident. The royal sitter in. She's still alive.
I don't get what you want me to say.
No, what's your opinion?
Of which one was the favourite?
No, of which one is true for you. And your, if you were voting in that poll, which one are you voting
accidents.
For?
Accidents. Complete accident. But I don't... But complete accident kind of makes it sound like the driver wasn't drunk and the driver just went, oh, no.
No, but it was deemed an accident. It wasn't deemed like... You know, like a car accident where there's a drunk driver is still like an accident. Do you know what I mean? Do you think like he intentionally got drunk to kill her?
No.
Yeah, well then you think it was an accident, but only 6% of our voters agree with you.
That's concerning.
82% think the royals did her in. And then 12% thinks she's in Cuba with Biggie and Tupac.
Well, 12% are nuts.
There is a conspiracy that people believe she is still alive.
No, I'm not buying it.
Well,
go on. What do you? You've already given your opinion.
I think the royals did her in. 100%. It was so convenient for them to just get rid of her.
Yeah.
But I am able to say that that goes against all evidence that was found at the scene. But if anybody could hide evidence convincingly, it would be the royal family.
I don't know. I think they're. Bit stupid.
They have too many people around them to be stupid.
Yeah.
The whole thing,
just think of like...
The whole thing with Kate Middleton recently and like that photo that came out on Mother's Day. Did you see all that stuff?
Mm-hmm.
And then she put up on her page as if she is the one who is directly posting to her own Instagram account. Like, yeah, every Tuesday she shares a reel of somebody cooking a lasagna. Like, that's not what Kate Middleton's Instagram is about. And she put up and was like, oh yeah, like any amateur photographer, I play around with Photoshop.
Yeah.
Like what? Who did that and then made her take the fall for it? I don't get it.
I really didn't understand that whole thing.
The photo was completely AI generated. And you can run stuff through a thing now to see how much of it's AI. And it was coming up like 80% AI or something. This was all over the internet. So the internet knew that the photo was like totally and completely fabricated. And it became a huge, big scandal. So then obviously Kate Middleton, I'm using air quotes, or her Instagram account had to come out and say like, oh yeah, actually it was in fact fake. But like, you know, blah, 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 just Photoshop. But she was actually in hospital getting treatment for cancer. God love her.
It's sad that someone felt that was needed while she was.
I just don't understand why they did that. And then I also don't understand why they made her take the rap for it when that was obviously somebody else's mistake.
It was stupid.
It was so stupid. Like, it just goes to show that whoever is in there thinks the general public is actually brain dead.
Quite a bit is.
The general public?
Yeah.
Well, at least we're not incest. Right, moving on to the next poll. What happened to Tupac and Biggie? Both dead. They're living it up.
Both dead.
I'm also saying both dead. But...
I know people that believe that they're still alive.
I was one of those people for years because I am actually a very avid Biggie Smalls fan. Like, Tupac's cool, love his music, whatever, but like I would take a bullet for Biggie Smalls if he was here today. And there is a substantial amount of evidence pointing towards like them not necessarily being black and white, shot, killed, pronounced dead, people saw their dead bodies. Do you know? Like it's a bit hairy.
I think there's more evidence for Tupac than Biggie.
That Tupac actually died.
That he's still alive.
Yeah. Yeah, look, and there's sightings and stuff. And then there was that whole thing that Tupac's daughter came out a couple of years ago and said this thing, but then that was debunked as well.
Someone was arrested to do with Tupac's murder.
Was that this year or last year? Yeah.
I think it was last year, yeah.
Yeah, not that long ago, like, but But sure, it was fucking, what's your man's name?
The record label.
Yeah, what's his name?
Can't remember his name.
Oh my god, that's gonna actually wreck my head.
He was a scumbag anyways.
Oh my god, what's his name? Please Google that right now, because I'll actually die. Shug Knight, Shug Knight.
That's it.
Oh my god, thank god, that was like a sneeze that was gonna disappear.
Shug Knight, if you're listening to this podcast, we hate you.
Everyone hates you, Shug Knight. Everyone hates you. Okay, yeah, so I was a firm believer for a while that they were both still alive, but I think that was just my own, like, wish that they weren't dead. You're all going to hear me breathing into this mic because I literally can't catch my breath ever since I was sick.
So I'm the same. I think they're both dead.
I'd love to think they're living it up, and I did, like, strongly for years think that that was the case, but yeah, I think I was just trying to make myself feel better.
I think so.
Yeah. Last ones was The Simpsons. What do you make of The Simpsons?
I like it.
Oh, I love it. And, like, was it something that you watched as a kid?
Always, like, when I got home from school.
Me too. Not even that. It was on every day at 6 o'clock on RT2 after Neighbours and before Home and Away.
Yeah, I was. Just, that's where I watched it.
My dad.
Between that and Sky.
Yeah,
dads
yeah.
love it.
My dad used to come home from work in time to watch it with me.
Fuck off.
Isn't that the cutest thing ever? And, like, I completely forgot about that until I was sitting with my housemates the other day and we were watching The Simpsons. But yeah, for years, like, I'd say for, like, the first, like, 7 or 8 years of my life, like, I remember my dad coming home in time to watch The Simpsons with me. And he'd be raging when he'd get home and Home and Away would be on because he knew he missed it.
Stop. My dad loves it. Loves. But it's actually really witty. Like, the two people that wrote it are, like, professors in maths.
No way.
Yeah, like, they're proper smart.
Okay. Well, that makes a lot of sense. That makes a lot of sense, actually. Yeah. So, how does The Simpsons predict so much? It's a coincidence. Someone in there knows too much. It's the government's way of warning us without telling us. It's producing an alternate universe.
It's mad how much it has predicted.
Oh my god. There's like...
Trump.
Yeah, Trump. Like, they've predicted loads of random stuff as well, like NFL winners, like loads of stuff. I read Crazy. A big article on it.
So my opinion on this is even a broken clock is right twice a day.
Shut up.
They have that many seasons and that many episodes. There's bound to be things that
actually happen. I disagree.
Yeah.
So you're saying it's a coincidence?
Yeah.
Okay. You and 20% of people are also saying that. 20% are also saying it's a tie for third place. It's a coincidence. It's the government's way of warning us without telling us.
Yeah.
After
I know it's not the Irish. I know it's not the Irish government because they can't even build a hospital.
22%. 22% say it's produced in an alternate universe.
To be fair, that's my next answer.
Yeah, it's crazy to me. And then 38% are saying someone in there knows too much.
Well, they are smart guys.
They are. I didn't know that.
Must have built a time machine.
Another one that I want to talk about also has like roots that say we're in an alternate universe. Okay, so things that The Simpsons has predicted. It predicted that somebody buys Fox or Fox buys somebody. Wait, I'm going to get the list.
Disney?
Oh yeah, Disney buys 20th Century Fox, season 10, episode 5. Underwater submersible emergency situation. Smartwatches. Autocorrect. Season 6, episode 8. Autocorrect predicted. Stealing cooking grease for cash. I didn't know that was a thing that happened. Oh, this is a good one. FIFA's corruption scandal and World Cup results.
The
Beatles sending belated fan mail. Siegfried and Roy Tiger attack. Video chats. Isn't it mad that video chats were a thing that were predicted by The Simpsons?
I reckon Apple Someone in Apple was a really big fan of The Simpsons.
So, like, season 6 of The Simpsons predicted video chats. That means, like, when season 6 of The Simpsons came out, it didn't exist.
Season 6 is probably, it's going to be back in the 90s, like.
Oh, yeah, it's, like, easily, like, 30 years ago.
Whoa.
Yeah. The US wins gold in curling. What even is curling? An average Joe goes into space. Lady Gaga's Super Bowl performance, covering up Michelangelo's David, faulty voter machines, mutant tomatoes, the Higgs-Boson something, don't know what that is, the Albuquerque isotopes, don't know what that means either, the Ebola outbreak, the shard, a Nobel Prize winner, selling ferrets as toy poodles, what? Three-eyed fish. Suing an all-you-can-eat restaurant, baby translator, bloody billboard. What does that mean? Don't know what that means. Donut shit. What? NASA spying scandal. And also there was one where they predicted horse meat burgers as well, but it's not on this list.
Yeah, that happened here.
Yeah, I know. And I think they also said it happened here as well in the prediction.
No. I'm going to have to check that out.
That could be an instance of the next thing I'm about to say, the Mandela effect. Have you heard of this?
Yes, I have.
I think everyone's heard of it, haven't they?
Yeah, but...
For people who don't, it's basically where, like, you and loads of other people, like people you know, strangers, people in different countries, all remember something the same way. But the details of how, like, you'd all remember it detail for detail this way, but in reality, it actually happened a different way. So, like, an example is, what did Darth Vader say in Star Wars? What's the most famous line in Star Wars? Like, I've never watched a single minute of the movie.
I know the answer to this, so.
I didn't ask if you knew the answer. I asked, what's the most famous line in Star Wars? I'm sorry, I'm being so bossy today.
Everybody is going to say, Luke, I am your father, but he doesn't say that.
But you also believed that that was in the film.
Yeah,
surely.
No, 100%. Yeah,
like, 100%. Luke, I am your father. I've never watched a minute of it. Even I know that fucking line. Like, the whole world knows it. And never once is it recorded. Is there any piece of recorded evidence to say that Darth Vader ever said that? He said, no, I am your father.
Yeah.
It's madness. Also, do you remember when Nelson Mandela died? That's how the whole name came about. It was this woman who's like, she investigates like paranormal stuff. But she and all these people were in a room discussing how they thought in 2009, how they thought Nelson Mandela had died in the 1980s. And they all could, like, recollect details about his funeral, his wife's speech, riots in South Africa after this happened. And he actually was still alive. Like, that never happened.
It's mad, though, isn't it?
There was also a film called Shazam that, like, loads of people remember watching in the 80s. Like, could tell you details about the plot line. And when they go to look for it, it never existed.
Crazy.
It's just madness to me. So, like, there's a couple of reasons as to why this is the case, that we all remember things a certain way when in reality they're not that way. But my favorite of them is that sometimes, you know, the way some, like, twice a year while we're sleeping, like, the clocks go back or forward or whatever the fuck, and, like, we don't really know who's doing that or decided it, but, like, we just kind of go with it.
Yeah.
You know? People, like, conspiracy theorists say that sometimes we go to sleep and, like, we just switch to an alternate universe. Like, the universe alters. The universe alters ever so slightly, like, in a way that, like, on the day today, it doesn't actually matter whatsoever. But there's these small details that aren't picked up in our transition that are changed ever so slightly. But the memories of the population who lived through it the previous way still remember it, and then they're made to seem like they're fucked in the head.
You really got into this.
Conspiracy theories, yeah, I love them.
Yeah.
I love them.
Wow. That one, that was a heavy one.
The Mandela Effect, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good one. Like, there is another thing called, it's like chlorophobia, clubophobia. It's basically like where people make up stuff about a memory that's not actually true. And then another theory is like childhood amnesia, but like some of these people were claim that they were adults or like teenagers or whatever when they remember this stuff happening.
I've heard of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right, I have a couple.
Oh, I have a few more, but you can go with one first. I need a break from talking.
That COVID-19 was population control. I've heard someone talk about this recently.
Okay.
Basically, that it was the government saying that the world is too populated, so they had to kill a few people off.
What government?
I'm going to assume American or the Chinese.
Or do you mean like, do you mean like the World Health Organization?
Well, apparently Bill Gates is one.
Okay.
He was the mastermind behind this. Who else is here? I don't have, like, I just have it here.
I have my own humble conspiracy about COVID-19.
Okay, lightness.
I'm a little bit, I'm afraid to say it on the pod because it makes me sound insane and like it's really a bit insensitive because people did really die from this. But I think China did it on purpose. I think they knew what they were doing. They had the shit was going on in a lab and they said like, fuck it, let's release this into the wild, just see what happens. I don't think they thought it would get as out of hand as it did, but I think it gave them a good way of gauging how easily they could influence the rest of the planet.
Some of that, the start of it, I could kind of agree with.
There's no way that the whole fucking world shut down because some young fella ate a virus. Bat at a market in China.
Well, viruses mutate.
No, I know, so this, like, I'm not stupid, but like...
No, but you can't control that. So like when it happens, of viruses. It happens.
No, you can control, it's not that you can control it, but you can predict it. And this virus is mutating in a way that like was unpredictable.
Yeah.
And that was different to the way other viruses mutate. And that's why it got so out of control. But I do think to some extent that China was aware of this fact and they still released it to the general public just to see what would happen.
Why not test it out on not a big city? One of the biggest cities in the world.
Maybe it escaped by accident. I don't know.
I think that's more plausible. It might have escaped by accident.
Okay. But I definitely think that they did it as a control tactic in order to see, like, if we do this and we say, oh shit, it's kicking off here, we're doing this, you guys should do the same. Will they do it? And we all did. We all fell into line, like.
But China said that there was nothing wrong. And when shit was hitting the fan here, China was lying and saying that there was nothing going on with us. And it's like, it's not a big deal. It's non-existent in China.
Surely that's not true.
I have friends. It is. It's the same. Like they don't want to put their hands up and say, all these big countries don't want to look weak compared to
each other.
Russia. Yeah. So they lie. It's just like Chernobyl when that happened, the Russians played it down because they didn't want to look bad in front of America.
I've talked about this with my friends recently, and like, it's so scary to a point that it's almost hilarious how easily anyone with any sort of like, not even just nuclear power, but like any power whatsoever could just take us like a little speck of dirt and flick us into oblivion.
Yeah, well, like the UK has millions of rockets.
Oh yeah, I always forget about them. France has
millions of rockets.
I never give them any credit.
But like countries you wouldn't think, have these rockets.
But
capable.
did you see that thing about some young fella went on holidays and put up something on his Snapchat story about bombing an airport or shooting up an airport, something like that.
Yeah, seen
and then
that.
He was flying, and Spanish fighter jets came up alongside the plane. The thing that surprised me so much about that was the fact that Spain had fighter jets. I was so unaware that, like, this was just a thing that was casually waiting in the wings in, like, basically every country in the world except ours.
And those planes are worth billions.
Oh, yeah. Well, they said that if he's acquitted, he's still going to have to pay $100,000 for the price of the fighter jets that went alongside to land the plane in Spain.
Yep. Rightly so.
What a madness.
Yeah. I mean, like, we've known since 9/11 not to joke about fucking bombs at the airport.
Did I tell you I got... Oh, I forgot we haven't recorded this since the last time. I got searched again in the airport. I wore a jumpsuit, like a what's that thing? Dungarees, like a denim jumpsuit with a zip up the center. And they had, like, I had to fully unzip myself in the middle of the airport. People are going to think I just go there for a striptease.
Yeah, kind of makes sense.
Shut up. No, but like, I haven't ever been through the airport that I'm not being swabbed. I'm not being felt up by a stranger. Like, it's really, I don't know how I manage it.
You're making up your own conspiracies now.
Yeah, that's true. Another one I have. Sorry. Avril Lavigne died in 2003 and was replaced.
That came up for me as well.
That one I did a good deep dive on. And by deep dive, I mean I listened to an episode and a half of Joanne McNally's podcast about it. And after that, I was like, okay, I know enough. But I think it could be true.
I'll be honest, I don't really know that much about it.
So basically, in 2003, Avril Lavigne's grandfather died and she took like a 12-month sabbatical. Like disappeared. No, when her grandfather died, they brought in this girl called Melissa, who was like her friend, air quotes, and they trained up Melissa and they were like, look, she's here to take the pressure off you. She'll do press appearances. She'll do like album cover signings. And like, all you have to do is like sing.
Smart.
Yeah. So she had this lookalike already. Then all of a sudden she takes a 12-month sabbatical, disappears. When she comes back, there's no sign of Melissa. And everything about her has changed. Her style has changed, which like can happen in 12 months, whatever. Her voice has changed. Like, she sounds totally different. Her facial structure has changed. Like, her chin got like kind of narrower and stuff. And also, she's just not the same person. Like, personality-wise, she has changed. So yeah, they reckon she was replaced by this one and she actually died.
Interesting.
Now, I have no facts to back up the her actually dying part. Maybe if I'd continued to listen to the podcast, I would have gotten there. But she's definitely not the same person.
So are you convinced she's not the same person?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm saying it as it's a fact.
Okay. Another obvious one was, to be honest, I don't really want to get into it.
The moon landings, do you think they happened?
They happened.
I don't think they happened.
Okay, no, but the one I was going to say was 9/11, inside job.
I don't want to get into it. But I haven't, all I've read about 9/11 is like pure tragedy. I haven't read anything that ever insinuated that was
I have.
Oh, I have another one. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
That someone killed him.
Yeah, 100% someone killed him.
I think that's actually plausible.
Yeah, 100% plausible.
Yeah, absolutely. What other ones? Flat Earth, I'm not even going to entertain that.
Flat Earth, I just think like, yeah, years and years ago people thought the Earth was flat. Now people think the Earth is round. Is it really on a day-to-day basis changing anything about your life?
No.
Exactly.
Okay, I have one. I have another one that I didn't know about it or never clicked, but now after reading it, I'm like, that makes sense.
Okay.
It could be.
Okay.
Taylor Swift is working for the
NFL.
Yeah.
Yes. I've heard
what do you
this.
Think?
Oh my God, I've just screamed into the mic. You're going to have to do something about that.
Oh, don't worry about it.
No, 100%. I think it's true because, like, that man, there's no way. There's no way.
Yeah. And, like, I think he's good, but, like, he's not, like, top, top.
I saw a meme today. It's so funny we're talking about this now because I don't actually, like, they don't really enter into my radar on social media that much. But today I saw this meme and it was, like, him screaming, holding a trophy. And she was, like, it was her and she was like crying and she looked all like sour. And the caption was, the moment Taylor Swift realizes her future children will have 27 brain cells.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it was good. But yeah, no, I think that's definitely plausible. What about the Illuminati?
No.
What do you mean, no?
I don't believe it.
You don't believe that it exists?
No.
What about the Skull and Bone Society?
No, now I know there is societies.
Right, so the Skull and Bone Society is like a collegiate secret society, for people who don't know, that like a lot of American diplomats and like government figures have been proven to be a part of. None of whom have ever openly commented on it at all.
Yeah, there is those societies, but not to the extent of Illuminati.
Well, right, I get what you're saying, but the argument I would make is people who have extreme wealth, right? Think about what we do when we have a little bit of money, right? We do crazy shit. We do crazy shit.
Yeah.
So if you take that and you explode it to like an extreme level where you all of a sudden have all of this much money, the thrills that you're getting when you have money now are not going to fulfill you in the same way.
Yeah.
So I feel like a ring of these people who are of the financially elite, who undergo a series of extreme ways of chasing that feeling of satisfaction of like you're doing enough madness with your money, I can see them doing crazy stuff. And I definitely think, if nothing else, it has to be linked to pedophile rings.
Well, that I would say that one there has its own one.
What do you mean?
Like, I don't know. What was the other one you said? Not Illuminati, the other one.
Skull and Bone Society.
Yeah, so I've heard of it, but I haven't looked into it. So I can't really, I can't say, but there's definitely like,
if you think about controlling a group of people and that group of people then becomes the population of the world, what do you need to control them? Two things.
Hit me.
Money and power. That's it.
Yeah.
Once you have those two things, you can do whatever the fuck you want and there's nobody out there who can stop you. So if those people are all on the same playing field, as in like they have control over the population, whether it be through influence or whether it be through government, and they all have extreme levels of wealth, of course they're running the show behind the scenes.
To some extent, yeah.
To every extent, though, we're just not invested enough to look into it because we're just living our mundane day-to-day lives. But they're fucking doing shit off out there and wherever people with mad money are that we, like, have no idea about.
Yeah, I agree, but also I don't think to the extent that the Illuminati is portrayed to be.
When Scientology is literally real, how can you not believe in the Illuminati?
Are you saying you believe in Scientology?
Scientology is literally in existence, though. I'm not saying I support it. I'm saying it's real.
Yeah, I know.
So, like, of course the Illuminati exists, but it's a secret society. So, like, obviously no one could talk about it.
If it was real.
Maybe it's not. Of course. Well, I believe now that they've definitely changed the name because everybody knew about that one.
That makes sense, changing the name. Lads, someone's after putting it out there, has given away our name. Who did it? We need to change our name.
Yeah, so they've just changed it. So it's not the Illuminati, but like I believe in the existence of like this kind of a group of like mad bastards, basically. Like money, power hungry, wealthy, crazy people who are just like fucking shit up for us from the background. Just for shits and giggles.
Just for shits and giggles.
Yeah, just for literally their own amusement.
No, people do it for personal gain. Someone has to gain something from it.
amusement, because like where else are they getting it from? They are the amusement to the rest of the world.
No, I don't think amusement. I think like in
government, personal, yeah, in governments and stuff, personal gain, I suppose. No, I think the Illuminati is more about them blown off steam.
Do you think?
Yeah, because look at the whole Jeffrey Epstein thing. Like Bill, what's that man's name? Ex-president.
Bill Gates?
No, the other
Bill
one.
Bill Clinton?
That's the one. He's been pictured on Jeffrey Epstein's island, like Prince Andrew, like your man, Donald Trump, all, like anyone powerful that you can think of is a paedophile from anything I've seen in the media, allegedly.
But there's also a lot of female celebrities.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pictures. Sorry, I just can't remember any of them conveniently.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. I don't think necessarily because people went to that island that they were paedophiles. Like,
oof, okay. I don't think necessarily if they went once. If they went twice, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, you're a paedophile.
I can't argue with that logic.
Yeah. No, I'll give you one time. I'll give you one time they didn't know.
Yeah, but there's some really big celebrities that were out there.
Oh, yeah. Did you see the... I want to read the stuff. Did you see the stuff was starting to be released and there was this mad, mad theory? Sorry. I can't even give it a good cough. That your man, Stephen Hawking. Is that the guy with the skateboard or the one in the wheelchair?
Oh my god, Hannah.
I'm so embarrassed.
Hannah.
That I just said that.
What the f that? I'm so embarrassed for
Tony
you.
Tony Hawk and Stephen Hawking. People get them mixed up all the time, and
no,
I know
they
which
don't.
One's which.
No,
Stephen,
they don't.
No, I was correct. Stephen Hawking is the guy in the wheelchair. Did you see the theory that it came out that he was into like making midgets solve mathematical equations while clenching their ass? I may have embellished that ever so slightly, but I'm pretty sure that's what I heard. Allegedly.
Haven't heard of it, no.
It was proven to be, like, fabricated, but for a while people were believing it. I was really invested.
Oh, God. I hope my dad doesn't hear this. He'd be so upset.
Why? Why?
My dad loves him.
Who, Stephen Hawking or Tony Hawk?
Yeah. Oh, Stephen Hawking.
Everyone loves Stephen Hawking. He was a genius.
Yeah.
A midget-loving, asshole-clenching genius.
I think you're getting Stephen Hawking and Wolf of Wall Street kind of like mixed up, blended.
Are you joking? No, this came out like from the Jeffrey Epstein trial situation thing that was happening a couple of weeks ago, but it's proven to be untrue. Sadly.
Fuck's sake.
I was really excited for him for a while. Like, that's a pretty niche interest.
It's pretty wild.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, maybe he got up to different wild things, like, you know, bettering the world.
Well, he couldn't really get up to a lot from his wheelchair, could he?
I think he got up to enough now. Didn't he end up marrying his nurse?
Fair play.
And, like, he had a wife already, I'm pretty sure.
Stop. No, he didn't, did he?
Look into it. He definitely ended up with the nurse, but if I'm not mistaken, he had a wife before that.
Stevie, you dog.
Yeah,
you dog.
We dog. Neither of them were a midget either, so like, of course it was untrue.
Fuck.
I need to stop talking now. I'm getting really manic. Any other conspiracies you want to hit me with? What do you think's in Area 51 before we go?
Military base.
Boring. I think there's aliens.
I know.
And like animals with four heads and like stuff that's in Stranger Things.
I just can't believe anything that Americans conspiracy theories.
I just can't believe anything about America most of the time. Real, fake, whatever.
They're just very gullible. Like,
hey,
why are all the not
don't be
you
coming.
Americans?
Don't be coming for the gullibles.
Why are all the crop circles always in America?
What the hell is that?
A crop circle.
Yeah. I'm imagining a circle in a field. For some reason, that image is ingrained in my head.
Yeah.
But what is that?
But it's like these weird symbols that are in like cornfields.
I don't know. Maybe the aliens know. Do you believe in aliens?
Yeah.
Why did you have to think about that?
Well, I don't think a human has met an alien.
Okay, well, I can say for certainty in my bones that I know aliens exist, right? Because I've met okay. many of them. No, I'm joking. Because for you to be naive enough to believe that everything that we do here on planet Earth happens and there's no other life form anywhere else in the like infinite planets and infinite solar systems and infinite everything that's out there in space is just genuinely dumbfounding to me.
No, I said there is aliens.
No, I know you said that, but you know the way people are like, oh, obviously aliens don't exist. Like, man, look around. We are aliens to whatever the fuck else is out there.
Just look up how big the universe is.
Oh, it's infinite. It's literally infinite.
Infinite. We are a speck within 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 a speck.
We are.
Google it.
We
Google
are smaller.
It. It's actually scary.
We are smaller within the universe than Ireland is to Russia, China, or America. And more irrelevant.
No, like billions
of times smaller. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
billions
what, yeah.
and trillions.
Yeah. So like for people to stand back and be like, no, I don't necessarily believe that he's a jelly looking green man with them big mad eyes. You know, I don't think that the fabricated image of what an air quote alien is necessarily true, but there are infinite possibilities, so like who's to say that it's not either?
You can't rule it out.
No, you can't rule anything out. You can't even rule out like a universe where we walk around on our hands and use our feet to eat our dinner. Like that's how infinite the world actually is.
Yeah. Where I see it's unlikely, if you know how big the universe is and you know how far and how fast they have to travel to get to us, that's where I'm like, I don't really think that a human has seen an alien yet.
Yeah, I don't think so either. But has anyone claimed
to see an alien? Millions.
Oh, yeah, Americans. But like, come on, has anyone actually, like, none of the rockets that have gone up there looking or anything have been like, yeah, do you know what, I've seen one. Or I've seen anything, like an insect or like a life form of some description. I don't think there's been
on
anything.
On a planet. No, on a planet, no. But fighter pilots in America said they seen a UFO, which, to be honest, I don't believe.
Yeah, but a UFO is just an unidentified flying object. It could be anything.
Yeah.
Interesting. We're running so long, but I've enjoyed this so thoroughly. I'm really hyped up now.
Like your energy levels now
are through the roof
compared to the start.
I had to tie my hair back. I was getting hot. Anything else, or is that it?
No, I think that's it. I think I'm mentally trying to wrap my head around all those conspiracy theories.
I'm actually like mentally so stimulated right now. Like I've really enjoyed this conversation.
I'm mentally drained.
Oh, of course you are. That's what it is to be friends with me. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But anyways,
next week are we talking about adulting?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, we didn't discuss what we're talking about next week, but I think we should do things that we love and hate about being an adult and things that we miss about being a kid, or things that we hated about being a kid.
That's a good one. Yeah. Okay, let's do that.
I'll throw up some polls and we'll chat. And if you've anything to tell us about like your thoughts on our thoughts, let us know.
Even on conspiracies, on our opinions of conspiracies, or what do you make of the conspiracy theories that we've brought up?
Yeah.
I'd love to get another few takes on them.
I feel like we could definitely in a couple of weeks do another episode about conspiracy theories, because there's just so many of them, like so many. Yeah, and I love talking about them.
I've noticed.
I do believe a lot of them though, because like there's plausibility there. And as I've explained before, I'm a very objective person and I tend to look at things from every perspective. And like, while doing that, I can't necessarily rule this out or rule that out if all the evidence doesn't point in either direction.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think that's why I get so behind them.
I think I look at it from like a practicality.
I think you're too logical to believe them.
Yeah. Yeah,
you're like, why would people be bothered doing it that way?
there's easier ways to do that.
Maybe the easier ways would have been too obvious though, and that's why they go the kind of whack route.
I'm not getting back into conspiracies. I'm drained.
Okay, okay.
I've had enough.
I'm sorry. Right, okay. We'll talk to you next week and send us whatever the fuck you want and we'll see. We'll wade through any information you want to send our way.
Nice.
Okay.
Right. Bye. Adios. I'll give you like 2 more minutes.
Okay, thanks so much.